1,000 flowers is probably not the first thought that comes to mind when confronted by the sight of a battery of concrete mixers. Nonetheless, that's the title of this work by 1960-born local artist Thomas Bartels. In his installations, Bartels stands the world on its head. Using simple mechanical devices, many of his own design, that generate light and motion, he creates perplexing poetic situations which remind the viewer that things are not always as they seem, and that the apparently self-evident sometimes isn't. Bartels transforms sculptures into sites of sensory experience. For the Light Trail 2010, he has placed a Laterna Magica, a kind of magic lantern, in the middle of the ochre, near the construction site of a bridge. The installation 1,000 Flowers, the Chinese paraphrase of Kaleidoscope, comprises the three modified concrete mixers. Buoyant by flotation devices hidden just below the surface, they seem to float weightlessly on the surface of the river. Much as in Slide Projector, powerful spotlights are built into the drums of the mixers, along with mirrors, a lens, and bits of colored glass in a transparent container. As night starts to fall, the mixers slowly begin to turn. The spotlights flick on and the pieces of glass jumble against one another. The mirrors fracture the image into a multitude of facets, and the lenses project a stream of color onto the surrounding trees. Countless flowers appear to be blooming on the banks of the ochre. The principle of the kaleidoscope is inverted. Drums designed to mix sand and gravel to produce in the most literal sense a concrete object, instead tumbling bright shards of glass. In place of the hard and tangible matter that usually dominates our urban lives, an abstract, ephemeral stream of pictures pours out, magically illuminating the space around and charging it with energy. The viewer feels transported to another world, released with the materially orientated principles of our harsh daily existence. In his contribution to the first Braunschweig Light Trail in 10 years ago, the artist and filmmaker created a playful counterpoint to everyday reality when he projected the image of two swimmers filled from above onto a narrow curved screen placed over the bridge Pockelsbrücke. Their shining bodies glided silently above the head of the viewers. On one side, climbing into the sky, on the other, diving down toward the water, like an eternal cycle.